Okay, so let me we're simultaneously broadcasting on YouTube and Facebook. So welcome. My name is Ola, and this is the first of its kind. I want to try to do this daily shows, but more of weekly themes. So for example, today's the first time we're doing for Thursdays, we essentially will cover, I'm going to tell you in a second here, we're going to cover general marketing and business show. So today, the first topic of today is actually we're going to be talking about internet marketing and advertising. I want to talk specifically about three secrets. Okay, let me switch screens for those of you on YouTube can watch me. If you're on iTunes, all you have to do is just listen to me, and you'll be able to grasp the concept. So make sure you're following me everywhere: Facebook, YouTube, and also make sure we have a class that we run that you can go and attend at olatalks.com/mastermind. Okay, so I'm a little clumsy because the first time I'm doing this simulcasting thing. So bear with me, okay? Because I want to switch screens for those of you on YouTube. You can see my screens really quickly. Let's see here. There you go. I'm gonna switch screens so you can see my screen, your entire screen. Okay, it looks like you guys can see my entire screen already. Okay. It looks like you guys can see my screen already. Let's go here. Okay. All right. Okay. I see what's going on right now. It makes a better sense now. All right. So I'm gonna go here. You can see my screen. We're gonna go to the presentation. So three simple steps to successful internet marketing and advertising is what I want to share with you. But in addition to that, I'm gonna cover quite a few topics, like how the internet is changing advertising and marketing, internet marketing versus modern advertising. Is there a difference between the two? We're gonna talk about what are the benefits of internet advertising and email marketing. Okay, and then we're gonna talk about types of online advertising, then organic versus paid marketing. Okay, so as a matter of fact, I probably want to lead with that. There was this email that I received probably in the last 2 days from a guy who actually happened to be one of my mentors. Okay, one of my mentors. Okay, and he had this dancing bear analogy. Let me actually see if I can search for that right here. And then we'll take it from there. So he sent out this email. I'm actually promoting him right now. So he's a good guy. He knows what he's talking about. Let's close this out. This is not what I wanted to do. I wanted to search here. So you can see I wrote another email saying I disagree with him. But essentially, let's see, press search. I'm searching inside of my email for that email. There you go. So he was talking about leads and revenue generation. Now, as you know, the internet is where you want to be, okay? But the internet has been around for a while, okay? For personally, I came in encounter with the idea of internet in 1995. Some of you may be a little bit more later, okay? But we're in 2017 and beyond, and it's becoming everything you've ever known as business. So Magdala sent out this email, and pretty much in it, he describes what he calls the dancing bear, as you see here, okay? And hopefully you're seeing this, okay? Yeah, so it describes what he described as the dancing bear, which essentially you get on the internet and you become an entertainer, and that's the only way you can attract organic traffic. I completely disagree with him. Now, if he puts entertainment in a box, then maybe he's right. Okay, maybe he's right about that, but entertainment, you can't really put that in a box. Okay, so you can't really do that. So let me see. Let me just make sure. It's one of the things I need to do at the beginning of every show, share that I'm actually live. Okay. So let's see here. Let's see. I think I should be broadcasting live right here somewhere. I would think so. Maybe not. Maybe. Oh, yeah, right there. All right. So let me just share that. Okay. Real quick, if you don't mind. I'm gonna click share right here. Okay. So this is the first of a type. So I probably will get a grasp of the whole thing eventually, and I'll know what I'm doing. All right. So he put this whole analogy of a dancing bear. Essentially, you have to be a clown to be able to attract organic traffic online. I completely disagree with him. Okay. Here's the thing. It is true. You have to be engaging. Okay. You have to bring some type of value. So the part where I'm disagreeing with him is the idea that the only value you can bring or the only entertaining value you can bring to an audience is if you become a clown. That's not true, and it doesn't have to be that way, okay? That's not true. It doesn't have to be that way, and there's a science, and once you bring something down to a science, like, for example, you're watching me right now. I'm not being a clown. Okay, and you could be meeting me for the first time. My name is Ola, by the way. I'm the founder of myempirepro.com, and I'm the creator of Empire Traffic Academy. I have a free class out there that teaches people how to generate free leads and free traffic and generate customers endlessly to their business. I have that class at olatalks.com/mastermind, okay? So you probably can see it in the card that's showing up right now. But anyway, let me just share this real quick. As you can see, I'm a little distracted. I wanted to share this to my timeline so people can know that I'm live, okay? All right. So let's see here. So again, we're talking about internet marketing and advertising. We're talking about three simple steps to internet, and I want to give you that three simple steps right now, and I call it the three C's, okay? I call it the three C's. Now, I came here. Why did I come here again? Let me see. I came here for a different reason. Yeah, I wanted to go to my personal wall and read my response to you on that dancing bear analogy, okay? You don't have to be a clown. Now, here's the thing, okay? All of this is interwoven into something very simple I want to share with you right here, okay? There's this five different topics right here. How the internet is changing advertising and marketing. Well, first of all, there are two types, okay? So let me cover this first of all, types of online advertising. You know, online advertising can be categorized into two different major categories, and that will be organic and paid marketing, okay? So organic means you're serving people so much that they continue to share, all right, either human beings or even the algorithms. What do I mean by algorithms? The internet gods, such as Google and other search engines, even Facebook, have what we call algorithms. And algorithms is a simple computer language that they use to tell people, that they use to show more content to people based on the likelihood that they will like it, okay? So if there's a likelihood, so everything you do on the internet, pretty much all these major networks are tracking your activities. They're recording it. They're recording what you like. Why? Because you give them that information anyway. When you click like on a page, you give them that information anyway, right? So they record all of that activity so they can use them to show you more content that you're probably going to like. So if you notice, when you go to someone's page or profile on Facebook, you tend to see more of their content. If you go to someone's website, you tend to see more of their content. If you go to Amazon.com and you try to buy something and you end up not buying it in that instant, you will tend to see an advertising on Facebook with regards to that product to remind you to come back, or maybe give you a special deal so you can take action. And that's what we know today as business, as signing up more people in your business. Hey, by the way, I have a free masterclass. I have to keep reminding you that, by the way, that you need to attend olatalks.com/mastermind right there, okay? And please, if you like what I'm saying and you're enjoying this and you want more of it, please click thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, because I want to do this on a daily basis, okay? And please leave me a comment if something you agree with, something, and leave it in quotes if I quote somebody, something like that, okay? But in any way, I responded to Mike Dillard right here on my wall, and the title of it was let's see here, I didn't mean to do this, sorry about that, still clumsy. All right, let's see, scroll up, come on. All right, so let me go find it in in the email. Okay, so I have it here in the email. All right, there you go. All right, so the computer is processing quite a few things. So I will get a grasp of this. Anyway, so I said I disagree 100%. So I love him. You have no control if you don't spend your life savings on traffic. Now, the whole idea of spending your life savings on traffic, so some of you are existing business owners. You have a private practice. You have a business you're trying to sell, and you have some money already, and your business is bringing in revenue already. You just made it. You want to immune yourself against the digital evolution, or you want to increase the number of customers coming to your business. That's why you're looking at the idea of internet marketing and advertising, right? And some of you are completely brand new. Maybe you have a life savings. You have a 401k, and somebody's now trying to tell you to spend that money on traffic. Now, my job here is very simple, okay? The kind of people I'm training are people that understand that, listen, that's too much of a risk to spend your life savings on this type of thing. You don't want to do that, okay? Because number one, it's not a proven territory, okay? Now, for those of you that are ex in existing business already, and you know you have a percentage that's already dedicated or budgeted as a budget that you already spend on Yellow Books, now you're finding out that Yellow Books is the best way to throw money away, right? And you want this new modern age advertising, right? And that's why you're here. For people like that, yes, there's a way that you can strategically pay some money for marketing, all right? But the key word there is strategy, okay? There's a strategy to it, and you need to learn what that is. If you don't know the strategy, you don't have the time to learn the strategy, the best way to get started is organic marketing online. What do I mean by organic marketing online? Organic marketing is essentially when you create solutions for people that are already searching for solutions on the internet, okay? People go on Google all the time to search for solutions. Or when you create answers for people that ask questions on Google all the time, okay? How do I know that people are asking this question, how the internet is changing advertising and marketing? Because Google gives me that data, and I'm answering that question for you right now. Does that make sense? All right, so now the three simple steps. Let me give you the three simple steps real quickly. The three simple steps is create, capture, and convert. Okay, I don't care what kind of business you're in. You could be a hair salon stylist. You could be a network marketer. You could be an internet marketer. You could be affiliate marketer. You could be a photographer. You could be a journalist, right? At the end of the day, you're looking to sign more people up. Either you're looking to sign, if you're a journalist, you're looking to sign up more subscribers, loyal subscribers that will continue to consume your content. You're in the business of creating content. So the next step is, the first step is to create, okay? The people that are in this world that thrive the most are people that create. I don't care what you create, but you're creating something that other people can consume. You're creating solutions. You're creating answers. You're creating pleasure for people's pain, okay? If you can do that over and over, and you can create and you can apply leverage to that, then you win in the game of entrepreneurship. Okay, now if you don't have those three things in place, you are gonna lose, and then you're gonna be a victim of this third thing right here: internet marketing versus modern advertising. What's the difference between internet marketing and modern advertising? Well, modern is relative to time. Okay, so you could watch this video in 2050. Okay. Maybe it's not internet any longer at that time. About 10 years ago, it wasn't mobile marketing. It wasn't like when we say internet marketing in this time and age, we're literally talking about mobile because everybody is consuming internet content on their mobile device. That wasn't the case 10 years ago. Okay. So 10 years ago, modern advertising would be people consuming content and advertising from their computer. Today, it means mostly from a mobile because the data is changing every single day and it's more mobile consume more mobile consumers of content on the internet. When I say content, I mean information. I mean information that people want to know. If somebody says, "Hey, I just saw this bag on the internet," like a lady saw a bag, they want to buy the bag and they want to do a quick research. Okay, of places where they can buy the bag, or maybe they want to do a research of the best prices online. Where do they go? They go on Google. The same thing is applicable for whatever your product and services or opportunity are. People are searching on the internet, and you deserve to learn the skills of attracting those people. All your audience, everybody, your best prospects are searching right now. Your best prospects are never your family and friends, okay? Your family and friends have their own lives, and they could be going through other different things and stuff like that, and they may not be willing to do business with you for reasons beyond you. Maybe they've been burnt in the past, whatever. So, but when they go on the internet to search, they are ready to do business. Now, at different levels, sometimes they're researching, sometimes they're ready to buy into a solution. Now, if you're present in both of those scenarios, then we call it organic, okay? Now, if you paid money to be present in front of them, that's called paid marketing. Now, here's the one thing I want you to pay attention to when it comes to internet marketing versus modern advertising. A lot of people are coming online. A lot of businesses are coming online. Businesses are shutting down left and right. True Religion, which is a clothing company, I think, just went bankrupt a few days ago. And you need to understand that more than advertising is simply time, whatever is relevant in that time. So I don't know if modern advertising is going to be internet marketing 2050. It may be different, okay? Internet marketing is where it's at right now because everybody is on the internet. Everybody is moving their marketing dollars from TV, from traditional radio, terrestrial type of marketing, yellow books, they're moving into the internet. What does that mean for the little guys, okay? When I say little guys, I'm talking about anything from you're not making money yet to you're making less than seven figures, okay? You're making less than seven figures in a month, okay? What does that mean for you? Well, that means higher competition on the internet when it comes to paid marketing. That means higher competition, and that means increased pricing of internet advertising, increased pricing of clicks, especially when we're talking about quality clicks. If you're buying solo ad clicks and things like that, that's usually low quality, okay? But when and low quality, yes, you can find stuff, but eventually you will end up spending more than you're making, and that's why you need to be careful. So I completely advise people against what Mike Dillard is saying. Mike Dillard has a brand. Mike Dillard has been a million-dollar earner for a few years. He has brand and trust equity, and chances are you don't have that, okay? So you may not be ready to spend money on paid marketing anyhow, okay? When Mike Dillard enters a room, when he goes on a webinar, he has that brand and trust equity. And guess what happens? If he attracts anyone from that webinar by simply giving, that's organic traffic. That's organic attraction right there. And that's what he actually was teaching in Magnetic Sponsoring, one of his books, okay? But the idea that you must spend money to make money is not true, okay? What I can tell you is that you must give value to make money, and I think Mike Dillard would agree with me completely. You must give value to make money, okay? Now, you want to be careful on how you spend your resources, which includes money, okay? So if you have more time than you have money, then you absolutely must start with organic, which means you're creating, which is the first step to successful internet marketing and advertising. You're creating content. You're creating information for people that are already asking for it. And there's a very simple process to do that. The second step is capture. You need to capture audiences, okay? You need to capture their attention because, again, everyone is coming on the internet. There's more information than ever on the internet, and you need a more robust strategy to capture people's attention, capture people's information, capture their contact information so you can follow up with them. But essentially, you're trying to capture, you're trying to build a list, okay? You need to build a list, okay? And again, I have the free class, allatalks.com/mastermind, where I teach the three secrets to actually building a list without having to pay a dime, at least until you hit your seven figures. And when it's time for you to pay money, I literally recommend never paying money for cold traffic ever. Because you never have to, okay? And if you never have to spend money, that means you should keep the money, okay? That's entrepreneurship rule 101. If you never have to spend money, don't say, hey, I'm too rich, let me just spend it. Don't say that, because you never know the next marketing shift that's coming your way. You need to be on top of this game, okay? You need to be on top of your game when it comes to this kind of things, okay? So let me go to the next one here. How the internet is changing advertising. I think I just said that. It's changing everything, okay? It's changing advertising and marketing. Why? Because money follows attention. Grant Cardone says that a lot. He's absolutely right. Money follows attention. All the attention are on the mobile device. They're not on TV. I haven't watched real TV in like straight 1 month. Okay, that's a fact. Okay, why? Because if I have any shows I like to watch, I can watch it from my mobile phone by way of the internet. So the internet is where everything is at. Okay, and that's changing everything, you know. Let me see here. There's actually an article right here. Okay, internet ad spend is about to surpass TV ad spend. This is on HubSpot.com. Okay, this was published in June 2017. Right here. You could go to HubSpot.com, you find it. You search for internet ad spend is about to surpass TV ad spend. Okay, yes. So is there such a thing as ad spend? Yes, there's ad spend. But I'm telling you, if you're making less than six figures per month, don't do it, because you don't have to, because you can create and create on a daily basis, and you can attract people organically, and you can make your money pure profit. And then once you hit six figures, then you can decide how to strategically use a percentage of whatever it is that you're making to scale up, okay? Strategically is the key word, okay? That means never using more than 10% of your profit. Never betting with more than 10% of your profit, okay? So you could be spending, by the time you hit six figures, you should not be spending no more than $10,000 a year on marketing. Why? Because you don't have to, okay? And I'm telling you right now, because most people are going to say, I want to do it the easy way. They want to buy their way to the top, which is what Mike Dillard was recommending in this email, to buy your way to the top. Now, he's forgetting that he did not buy his way to the top. He did some work. He has organic brand and trust equity. You may not have that same luxury. And if you don't have that same luxury, that's actually a luxury for you, because now you can build your business around the same core that Mike Dillard has, which means you start creating, okay? And if you start creating for the next 1 year, let's say you fall short halfway, right? So that means half of the year you did not create anything. That means you have 100 plus pieces of content out there that are driving traffic back to you. There is a science to the method to the madness, okay? Now, when it comes down to, let me make sure that I'm still live here, okay? Yep. All right, cool. When it comes down to Dancing Bear versus Buy Your Way to the Top, remember that Mike Dillard and people that recommend paid advertising for you are already on the top, okay? Just remember that, okay? So the Dancing Bear, what that means essentially is, I'm recommending being a dancing bear. What that means is that you're bringing some type of value. Yes, with some entertainment, okay? Entertainment doesn't mean you become a clown. Doesn't mean you have to know how to talk like Grant Cardone. Doesn't mean you have to be animated like myself. It just means you know something and you're sharing it. You know something and you're sharing it, okay? Ray Higdon will call it invest, learn, do, and teach. Actually, he says invest, learn, and teach, okay? You know something and you teach it. If you don't know something, learn it, okay? And then share it, okay? And you do that by having the cameras on, by having a recorder on, by having your fingers. You can type articles as well, too. And articles are still ranking. People are still, like what I'm reading right now is an article. It's not even a video, right? The state of internet advertising. Look at that graph right there. Internet versus TV. Okay, where in 2017, you see that? The blue line is internet, okay? And TV is red, okay? That's only going to go in one direction for the rest of our lives. And it's happening right in the middle of our lifetime, okay? So I don't know if you can see that in this screen, but you can go to my YouTube. If you want to see everything I'm showing you, you go to my YouTube channel, subscribe there, and you can watch me live on a daily basis. I do have a project coming out that I may not be able to do in the morning. I'll have to do it in the evening, okay? But either way, just know that you can always bet on this channel, okay, for quality content, okay, and what you need to be doing in your marketing right now today, okay? All right, so let me go back here so we can make sure we're covering everything. So the last of the three simple steps is convert, okay? So you maybe in your business as a journalist, you're converting people to subscribers because you make money from YouTube ad revenue, or maybe you have a product that you want to sell. Maybe you're a lawyer and you want to sell, you want more clients, right? Either one of those, right? You're trying to convert people to customers, to clients, okay? To long-term, especially long-term clients. The best new client you can get is somebody who is an existing client, okay? But how do you get existing clients? Because you attract more new clients every day. So you need more signups, okay? So you need to convert them. How you convert them is, again, it comes down to brand and trust equity. How do you build brand and trust equity? It's a byproduct of the first C, and that's create, okay? Creating consistently. That's consistently another C. And how do you create consistently? You got to commit, okay? Now, some of you have an existing business and you're committed. Some of you are brand new in the entrepreneurship game and you need to learn what commitment means. Commitment means you say you're going to do something. I learned this from George Zalucki. You said you're going to do something and tomorrow your mood changed, but you're still going to do it anyway because it was a commitment, okay? Kind of like a marriage, right? Right? You get into marriage, you find out it's not exactly what you anticipated, but hey, you got to continue, right? Because at the end of the rope, you have something you were trying to achieve. And people that win are people that stick it through, right? They always stick it. People that win are people that figure out how to stick it through. And that's all in the doing, okay? When you do, you figure new stuff out. Today, I just figured out new stuff like right here, right now, and I'll teach it to my mastermind members, okay? how to simultaneously broadcast on YouTube and Facebook at the same time, okay? And this is kind of stuff we can learn more and more over time, but it happens while you're doing. You can learn that stuff, but sometimes while you're doing, okay, you figure new things out. There's a lot of people who have trained on the internet that figure more stuff out along the way after taking one nugget or one piece of nugget away from what I taught them, okay? So what are the benefits of internet advertising and email marketing? Well, I'll tell you, it's the modern advertising right now, okay? It's modern advertising right now. It's attention, and it comes down to that simple thing. It's attention. That's where the attention, and that's the benefit. That's where your attention is right now, and that's where your ideal customer is hanging out. I don't care if you're a plumber. I don't care if you're a network marketer. I don't care if you're whatever. If you have something you sell, even if it's yourself, hopefully not, right? If you have something you sell, then your audience is on the internet searching for it right now. Sometimes they don't know what they're searching for, but there are ways that you do research. It's actually the first masterclass that I show to my mastermind. There's a way you do research and you'll be able to figure out what people are searching for. And chances are you already know what they're searching. If you're already an expert in your game and you're very good at what you do, you probably know what people are searching for. You know where their pain points are and you know how to help them figure that out. Okay. All right. So if you have any questions, please post it below in the comment area, wherever you are. I will engage with you. I will go back and forth. If you disagree with me, sure. Thumbs up, thumbs down if that's how you feel. Hopefully not. Comment, subscribe to my channel, okay? Make sure you're following the Facebook page, okay? Because it's gonna make sure that you get access to everything, okay? Now, hopefully you guys enjoyed this stream. Hopefully the stream wasn't too bad, okay? Let's see here. Hopefully the stream wasn't too bad, okay? So again, the conversation continues. These are people that are asking for more information. So really simply, you want to go to allatalks.com/mastermind. Let me go to that screen. If you're watching me on YouTube, you can see. You want to go to allatalks/mastermind. And again, every single day, I'm going to try to be right here. I'll bring you a new topic. On Mondays, we're going to cover, let's see here. Let me just tell you right now. On Mondays, we're going to cover network marketing. Tuesdays, we'll cover real estate investing. On Wednesdays, we're going to cover SEO, internet marketing, but more from a free traffic and free lead standpoint always on Wednesdays. On Thursdays, we go generic. Like today, we go generic into marketing, okay? And on Fridays, I do have a live outside of this serious stuff. So I watch shows. I'm reading books. Like right now, I'm reading Kevin Hart's book. I can't make this up, right? And I review some of those products and tell you what's happening in current affairs, my opinions on those things. I'll do that on Freedom Fridays. And then the rest of the week, I will rest. And I will start over on Mondays, unless I'm busy with a project. You will find me here always, okay? But anyway, right now, if you haven't done that, go to olatalks.com/mastermind, okay? If you're on Facebook and you only see my face, you can see the link in the description area. And that's all I have for you today. I'll see you on Freedom Friday tomorrow. Bye now. Peace.